Trying to Read the Tea Leaves.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Markets have been going haywire this week as investors and economists try to get a sense of what's going on with the economy. Is the recession almost over? Will it drag on? We've gotten lots of mixed signals, and this morning, a couple more. The Commerce Department reports orders for durable goods rose about 1% in September. That means we're buying more big-ticket items like washing machines, refrigerators, and computers. One thing we're not buying, though, houses. New home sales dropped in September, more than 3.5%. Here to help us make sense of it all is Jack DeGann, principal at Harbor Advisory in New Hampshire. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Stacey.
So let's talk new home sales. Those are down, even though the new home buyer tax credit is still on. What do you make of this?
I think what happened, Stacey, is that the credit expires at the end of November, but you have to close by then, and it's taking so long to get mortgages approved and houses appraised. So I think more people took advantage of it in July and August. So September is the waning of the program.
What about durable goods orders? Those are up 1%. What do you make of that?
Well, I try not to pay a whole lot of attention to it on a month-to-month basis because it's a number that is often revised. So if you put too much emphasis on it, you can be misled. There was a big increase in there, for instance, in military orders of over 12%.
Hmm. What about GDP? I know that that's coming out tomorrow, and that's a number that people watch very carefully. What are you expecting to see from that?
Well, the consensus is 3.3% growth, and that would be the first growth in five quarters. But I think that is a relatively misleading number because it benefits dramatically from a couple of government support programs. One is the cash for clunkers to buy cars, and the other is the first-time home buyer credit that we just spoke of. So I think it's going to be pumped up and reflect a number that is above what your viewers and you and I feel like is actually taking place in the economy.
So it might look a little better than it actually is.
I think so. I think, you know, you and I gauge the economy not by an abstract number that is GDP growth, but what we see around us, how many people are shopping, who's losing their jobs, and those types of things are still quite negative. Employment probably won't begin to improve till sometime next year. And so it feels to your viewers and you and I that things are still pretty bad, even though GDP looks like it's going up.
Jack DeGann is with Harbor Advisory in New Hampshire. Jack, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Stacey.
Well, Wall Street seems to be coming to the same conclusion. Markets are down this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off 0.4% to 9,839. The NASDAQ down 1.4% to 2085. The S&P 500 down 1% to 1052. GMAC needs a little bit more. GMAC used to be the financing arm for General Motors. That is until it branched out into other areas of finance, just in time for the subprime lending boom and bust. GMAC's already gotten $12.5 billion of taxpayer money. Now it's asking for about $5 billion more. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Late last year, GMAC became a bank. That made it eligible for government bailout funds. Later, it underwent a stress test along with all the other banks that had received government cash. Everyone else either did well or was able to raise more capital. But GMAC couldn't raise enough. The government handed the company more than $7 billion back then, but it needs another $5.5 billion by early November. John Wolkonowicz is an auto analyst with IHS Global Insight. He says the government will pony up.
To have a U.S. bank fail just would not send the right message to the economy right now, which is just having the initial dim light of recovery in sight. The government doesn't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
He says the government's third infusion will come in the form of stock. He says down the line, GMAC should be profitable again, but it needs auto financing to pick up, and he doesn't expect auto sales to really improve until 2011. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marijuana is legal for medicinal use here in California, and now state lawmakers are considering legalizing it for recreational use. Today, California's Assembly holds a hearing to consider legalizing cannabis, so that they can tax it, of course. That tax would bring in an estimated $1.5 billion a year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at SunGard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
It is World Series time. Tonight, the Philadelphia Phillies take on the New York Yankees. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
The Yankees pay more in player salaries than any other team in Major League Baseball, $208 million this year alone. Philadelphia comes in eighth at $111 million. Why do they pay so much? Because they make it all back and then some in TV rights in two of the biggest media markets in the country.
More times than not, the small market fans are going to have to realize that small market means small chances to be cheering for your team come October.
Paul Swangard is managing director of the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon. He says the system may not be fair, but baseball's a regional game, and the regions with the most people are worth the most to advertisers.
If you have more money at your disposal, oftentimes you're going to consistently have a competitive team each and every year.
There will be one money-saving aspect to this year's series. Fans will be able to buy a bus ticket between the two host cities for under $15 for the first time in a decade. In New York, and just under 100 miles from Philadelphia, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Volvo is hoping to get a boost from the undead. The car maker has launched a contest where people can win tickets to the premiere of vampire flick New Moon and meet Robert Pattinson, who plays the hunky vampire Edward Cullen. Apparently, Edward drives a Volvo crossover in the film. A vampire driving a Volvo station wagon. Wow, now I really have heard everything. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.